of dreams.
Another notch of crazy on the loony belt. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Kinzel. I'm talking.
Oh!
Time for a very special WrestleMania preview episode of Plan Better!
I may as well not listen any more than everyone.
As I said, this is all about WrestleMania. I'm your host, desperately trying to remember what everyone's names on NXT are, Richard.
It's true.
It's true.
It's damn true.
Over there, he doesn't understand why I spontaneously start laughing about Bautista. It's Jason.
Well, I understood why.
Bautista.
You had to explain Bautista. I was like, okay. I thought you were laughing. Out of nowhere.
One day he hopes to be in one of Antonio Cesaro's giant swings. It's Michael.
Oh, man, I really would. I would.
You know what?
I would pay $1,000 for Antonio Cesaro to swing me.
You know, like Todd's autograph?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I would pay for you.
I would pay $1,000 for people to put me in their finishers. Jason would pay $20,000 to have Brock Lesnar F5 me. Yeah.
Wow.
Ow.
Yeah, it would hurt. Yeah.
And badass Billy Gunn's not dead? It's Chris.
Honestly, I was a little surprised.
He's not dead, but man, is he bald.
Oh, poor guy.
Then I just keep saying, he forgot how to age, and we're all like, no.
No, he remembered just fine how to age. Or at least his hair did.
Hey, WrestleMania's coming next week, which is why we're not recording this week. So let me be your guide in all things WrestleMania in case you wanted to pony up the $10 a month to watch this WrestleMania. This is your cheapest option of all time without having to steal it illegally online
or go
to watch WrestleMania.
Or you could come to our house.
Yeah, you can come to my house. Watch WrestleMania. So this year we have the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. 30 men over the top.
Memorial.
When you win
tournament.
The Memorial Andre the Giant Battle Royal, you get an Andre the Giant Memorial Trophy. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be life-sized, although that would be hilarious if it had a 7-foot trophy that you had to carry around, because apparently whoever's going to win this will have to carry it around to the ring for the next few months. It'd be ridiculous. Pretty much this is everyone that does not have a match.
Yeah.
Is going to be in this battle royal. So probably Sheamus is going to win because they had to take away his WrestleMania match.
For what?
I will get to that in a minute. But it's pretty much just like, Mark Henry, Cody Rhodes, Goldust, Fandango, Big Show.
So all the B card
Miz, yeah.
Is
Three Man Band, Rey
Sandow.
Mysterio.
Sandow?
Damian Sandow. And there's
Bad News Barrett?
Bad News Barrett, yeah, he's in it.
And I mean,
Titus O'Neil.
Don't get me wrong. This is
David Otunga.
Those
no,
just like on the Elimination Chamber. Whenever we watched it, I've noticed like these battle royales still can give you some really fun spots.
Yeah.
And they can give guys a chance to showcase what they can do because
it'll last 10 people. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess with this many people on the card, it doesn't mean you're going to get a super bonus for being at WrestleMania this year. That sucks for all of them. But there are 4 open spots for surprise entrants. So probably someone goofy, probably RVD, probably maybe a new guy like Alexander Rusev or something.
Or Sami Zayn.
Or Sami Zayn. Possibly Sami Zayn. Yeah. But I do expect RVD to be back. But I expect Sheamus will win this. Battle Royal.
Possibly Goldberg.
They want to pay $3 million to have him there for the
Andre
the Giant.
Goldberg's asking price?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Because he doesn't need it. He doesn't need the money or want it, and he doesn't really want to do it, but for $3 million, he'll do it, you know.
Yeah, I can't tell you the last time I remember Goldberg doing anything other than being in the longest yard.
2004 was the last time he wrestled. WrestleMania 20. 10 years
ago.
Yeah. He wrestled Brock Lesnar both of their last matches for a while. So that's just it's a whatever match. You can watch it or you can eat. It's going to be early in the card. It might be the first match, but I don't expect it to be. The Vicky Guerrero Invitational, 14 Divas. So a lot of this bullshit on here. AJ is going to have to defend against all the rest of the Divas on the card, in the roster, I should say. So one by one.
Is Paige on there on the card?
No. Okay. She's in NXT.
I didn't know she'd moved
she
up.
She just turned 21, so I think they're reluctant to put her on the main card for being so young. Give her some time experience.
Yeah, fair enough.
Even though she probably
What's NXT?
NXT is the developmental.
It's the minor leagues.
It's what they. It's how they develop their talent. You can watch
it's America's it. Next Top Wrestler.
Well, that was tough enough. Yeah, that was tough enough.
America's Next Top Model was tough enough. They just took the concept. But but the 14 Diva, it will not be a battle royal. It will start with AJ and some other person. Whoever wins that keeps wrestling until the end. So
AJ's going to have to go through all 12 and then number 13 probably going to win.
Unless she loses, then whoever...
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying... It's probably going to be her going through all 13, and then whoever the last person is going to get the belt from.
Possibly, I mean,
and it'll probably be what's
one
her
of
face?
The Bella Twins.
No,
I think it'll be one of the Bella Twins.
Not the blonde chick that does the dance, but the other blonde chick,
Emma, the dancer.
No, not Emma.
Oh, Summer Rae.
Summer Rae, yeah.
Fandango's dancer.
Yes,
Fandango's dancer.
Fandango.
Either that, or it'll be Tamika. Tamina
Snuka.
Tamina Snuka.
A lot of people have predicted it might be Tamina. I don't know. I still think it'll be Brie Bella because she's...
Oh, you guys are really invested in this Diva stuff now.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny.
Analysis.
They're actually good wrestlers, some
Everyone
of them
Everyone used to make fun of Divas.
Well, it's because they were there for looks and not for wrestling.
When Fit Finlay started to train them and give them match ideas.
What's his name? Flip Finlay?
Fit Finlay. He was man, he was awesome back in the day.
He's a European... He's Irish, but he wrestled in Europe for years, and drew his name as like the Bret Hart of Europe.
Yeah, he's one of the greatest mat technicians in Europe.
But they're really good now. But anyway, Brie Bella is engaged to Daniel Bryan, so I'm pretty sure she's going to win this tournament just because of that. The Usos
in real life,
The Usos versus Los Matadores versus Ryback versus Curtis Axel and Ryback. Beast Machine and Jack Swagger and Cesaro for the tag team titles. The Usos are currently the champions.
Now, it saddens me.
I think this is the first match of the card.
That?
Well, no, I don't. I take
that
back.
That Curtis Axel is stuck with Ryback.
Yeah, well, Curtis Axel isn't great, so
I know, I want him to be though,
but he's not. He's had plenty of time. He does develop.
I just want him. Curtis Axel.
He is Kurt Hennig, Mr. Perfect Son.
Oh. He's just a.
And his old wrestling name was Michael McGillicuddy.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you remember him. Okay, that's right.
I remember you guys
making fun of
him.
His name, yeah.
Yeah, that name.
Because even, you know.
Stupidest name ever.
Because Curtis Hennig would have been too easy.
Huh? You can't name him Hennig.
Huh?
You can't name him Hennig.
Why not?
Because they want to own the name. Can't own the name if it's his real last name.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's I think Ryback is it's cool now that he's a heel because he just like he calls himself the internet legend.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's
because all the internet fans think he sucks or whatever.
He's pretty funny.
It's very funny.
He's pretty funny.
He's funny. I like him better as a heel.
The internet's Ryback.
I've never disliked Ryback. I've always liked him. I've always been positive on him.
He's always been good.
Anyway, I think the Usos are getting over pretty well.
Yes, they
and
are.
I think this match will be good if it's mainly them. Versus Jack Swagger and Cesaro, just because Cesaro is a fucking phenomenal beast of a wrestler.
I'm going to go ahead and call it. This is when Swagger and Cesaro
break up. I hope so, and I hope that Cesaro turns on him and Giant swings him 80 times.
Yes.
That's the spot.
Yes. Yes.
And
Daniel Bryan's in the crowd going, yes, yes, yes.
And I can't wait.
Sami Zayn comes out and hugs Cesaro.
And Los Matadores is there. Actually, I kind of hope that Cesaro... There's a giant swing on the little bull that hangs. There's a tag team called Los Matadores, who are two matadors with a mini person. I guess they call them minis, but they're not quite
midgets,
little people.
But yeah,
but they're still smaller than everyone else anyway. His name is El Torito, and he's a little bull, and he runs around in a bull costume. And I want Cesaro to swing him
by the horns
100 times.
By the horns.
No, by the legs. The horns will rip off. He's about the same height as Rey Mysterio. That's a joke. Anyway, this match should be goofy fun.
Yeah.
I would like to see Cesaro, like, also, I want to see him Giant Swing Ryback, too. Like,
oh, that would be awesome.
I want to see Cesaro Giant Swing everyone. When he did a Cena, I flipped out.
Cesaro is a phenomenal wrestler, and, like, the Giant Swing, whatever.
Great personality.
He's a great personality, and he's great at working.
Excellent wrestler. Like, he's a top-notch worker.
Yes. And the Sami Zayn guy that we keep talking about, you've heard us talking about him before, is El Generico. Mm-hmm. NXT, what was it called?
Arrival.
Arrival.
One of the best matches.
Had a match between Cesaro and Sami Zayn. And Sami Zayn broke physics for a few minutes doing a particular move. And it was one of the greatest matches I've seen in a very long time. Look it up on YouTube. It's on there. Sami Zayn versus Cesaro.
NXT is free. You should watch it.
Is it on Hulu?
It's on Hulu, yeah.
Yep.
That's a thing. The next one, I'm disappointed is the match, but it's still happening. It's The Shield versus Kane and Road Dogg and Billy Gunn. Versus
Road Dogg, Jesse James, and the badass Billy Gunn.
Yes, sir.
The New Age Outlaws. Yes, the corporate outlaws, because
they're
the corporate outlaws now.
Yeah, with Kane. So they're all.
Oh my
gonna
God,
be,
that exists.
They're all going to be wrestling in suits.
Kane is friends with Triple H, and he wears a suit.
Kane is the commissioner.
He doesn't wear a mask.
No, he. What is he? The director of operations.
What now?
Kane is the director of operations.
Kane's just a bald dude who wears a suit now, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's pale as shit.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, exactly. You should be laughing.
I hope The Shield
so
does
it's
not,
like the brand new guys versus the fossils.
Yes.
I really hope The Shield does not break up during
this Shield
match.
The Shield is hot as fuck right now.
Yes, they are.
And the three of them as a face group are great. Seth Rollins is might be the most entertaining in-ring worker today.
I fully agree.
In terms of what kind of moves he does, I don't think he's like the best worker.
And Roman Reigns is
Roman Reigns is a, he's the next.
He's going to be the next Rock.
He's great.
In fact, he's
well. He's being positioned there. I don't know if he's going to.
He's
make
being
it
positioned there, but he's also like nephew. Like cousin.
He's cousin. Yeah.
And by cousin, we mean that in print, you know, in quotation marks. They're related. He's part of Rock's tribe. We'll put it that way.
It's Rikishi's cousin too. And Yokozuna's brother.
And Rikishi's sons are the Usos.
Yokozuna or...
I remember Yokozuna.
Yeah, then he's...
He had a toy fair figure.
Yeah, that's right, he did. Certainly fucking did. So, anyway, the Shield is a hot act right now.
Yes, they are.
And they're going to easily win this match if they don't.
And the ladies love Shield.
Ladies do love Shield. So I kind of want them to be a good guy team for the next 6 months. I don't want them to break up anytime soon.
It would be great. Roman Reigns has a Superman punch, like that's his finisher, and it's kind of awesome the way he does it.
He's seen it.
Okay,
he watched Elimination Chamber with.
Him. That's right.
I forgot
that was very funny.
Well, I'll tell Chris. It's he jumps up and does this kind of flying Superman punch that is, if they sell it right, it just looks devastating.
It's a good finisher.
And Dean Ambrose is just a crazy ass motherfucker.
Rabbit punching motherfucker.
Yeah, he's a crazy ass motherfucker.
I think he's an ex-Piper, but that's just because I'm biased because I love Piper. But next match is surprisingly one of my most anticipated matches on the card, and I didn't think it was going to be. It's John Cena versus Bray Wyatt.
They've really built that up.
Yeah, the first week they did this stupid shit where Bray comes out and starts is trying to be intimidating to Cena, and Cena calls him like, "You look like a weirdo with your white pants and your hat. You look like a Jimmy Buffett ripoff or something." And everyone was like, "Oh, this sucks." Then the next week, like, they took it to a new level, and John Cena was serious. He was like, I'm afraid of you. I've never been afraid of anyone in this business before. I'm really scared of you. I don't know what you're going to do. You're unpredictable." They do weird things where they show up in John Cena's mirror, and then he looks around, and they're not there anymore. And they cut in the middle of the match, and they tie him up to the ropes and put a mask on him and doing diabolical, like, old-school Undertaker stuff. And I think that's a very effective way to do it. The build is that John Cena's afraid of this new guy, this new guy has no fear, so John Cena has to overcome the new evil in WWE. And it's very 90s WWF, and I like that because I like early 90s WWF a lot, where it's a evil guy versus a superhero character. And I think that's a good build. Kids like it. The fans like Bray. The kids like John Cena. It'll have a lot of heat either way, and I think John Cena should win. It's pretty effective. It's dumb if he doesn't, but...
I'm sorry, I started thinking of Bautista.
Bautista. Oh, my God. Bautista.
This just always makes me laugh.
So this will be good. This will be good. I think it'll be a good match, actually. Bray's shown that he's a pretty decent worker, and John Cena can wrestle when the pressure's on.
He can wrestle when he has to.
Yes.
When he feels like it.
But he can go when it's time to go. He can have an excellent match. Well, then we have Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker, which I've not been happy with the build, but I still think the match is going to be great.
Well, on Raw, though, that was kind of cool.
It was cool, but what I thought, personally, they did the whole thing where Undertaker comes out in a coffin, and then
the monks bring Undertaker out, or bring a coffin out to the ring. Then they open the coffin. He's not in there. The coffin gets shut. Then they open it again, and Taker's in the coffin.
Yeah, and then
Paul Heyman.
How'd they do that?
Exactly.
Weasels the hell out of there.
And then Brock's like freaking out about it. I actually thought it'd been great if he'd opened it. Undertaker had popped up, and Brock would have no-sold it, not been scared at all, and just stayed in the ring. And then Taker's like, "Oh, we're gonna do it like that," and they'll beat the fuck out of him and do some MMA moves or whatever. And then Brock will be scared.
And then Jason really wants them to bring in that whole MMA.
Well, I mean, they have to. I think it's stupid not to. He's a former UFC champion. It's stupid to...
The Undertaker?
No, Brock.
Brock Lesnar. Oh. And you know, Taker wears the MMA gloves for whatever reason. But I think the match could be hard-hitting. It'll be a very Japanese-style match. It'll be a great match, I still think. I think the build has been silly just because I don't think Brock should be a character that's afraid of all the old Undertaker shit.
Yeah.
He should just not care and just no sell it the whole time and just keep staring at him like that. And Undertaker's like, "Oh fuck, well, I'm just going to have to beat your ass then."
Yeah, but it has been.
If the mind tricks won't work.
Because Undertaker's going to win. He's never lost at WrestleMania. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, he's going to win.
But you have to give it a credible threat, is what Jason's saying.
Yeah.
I mean,
and if Brock isn't scared of all the smoke and mirrors bullshit, then
it's about pure fighting ability.
And then you're like, well, maybe Undertaker can lose because Brock can really fucking hurt
you. Put that
you.
In quotes for me, Michael.
What?
Pure fighting ability.
No, bullshit. let me tell you something. It's staged and it's acting. It's staged and it's acting, but they get the shit beat out of them.
No, I'm not denying that whatsoever. I just wanted you to do that for me.
Okay.
So that should be a fun match.
I mean, I have no doubt that, like, Brock Lesnar's beat people up in real life.
Yeah, I mean, he's a former NCAA champion. I mean,
but, you know, I do think he can fight. I don't know if they're going to, you know, utilize that.
Yeah, but it's that element that he could.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's, you know, part of the Carnival Barker of it, where, you know, this guy's legit. You know,
I mean, that's why it was so good for him, for
the
Heyman.
The suspension of disbelief works in that favor.
For Heyman to be his manager, because Heyman really is a Carnival Barker.
He absolutely is. But it's
Brock
like,
Lesnar!
But it's kind of like when you watch an action movie and you believe it more if it's Arnold Schwarzenegger than if it's Taylor.
Jason Statham.
Lautner or whatever his name is. You know? The difference is that.
Yeah.
Arnold looks like a legit badass. And Taylor Lautner does not, so you don't believe anything he's in.
All right, what's next?
Then the next one is Daniel Bryan versus Triple H.
That's going to be awesome.
I think that's going to be the opener of the show.
That's going to be an awesome
the stipulation.
Match. Well, yeah, because
the stipulation
they want
is
people to watch.
No. Listen,
is if whoever wins that match is added to the title match at the end of the show. Originally, it was Daniel Bryan coming out. They've had a great build for this.
Yes, they have.
Where Daniel Bryan came out and.
Occupied the ring.
Occupied Raw and brought a bunch of his fans and t-shirts and did the yes in the ring until Triple H said, "Okay, we'll wrestle. We'll have a match." And then Triple H handcuffed him and beat the fuck out of him.
But before that, Stephanie blows a gasket and is hilarious.
Well, I mean, you know, you can go on WWE.com and watch the build-up videos for this. Raw on Monday will also be the go-home show, so it'll have the final angles for this. So whoever wins this, which is it's going to be Daniel Bryan, but it's going to be a great match. It'll open the show. It's going to be like WrestleMania 10 where Bret Hart had to wrestle twice.
Yes.
And Yokozuna had to wrestle twice because there was a whole thing. It was a tie at Royal Rumble with Lex Luger. Anyway, Daniel Bryan will wrestle
be put in twice on the show. Yeah.
So the Triple H was going to originally wrestle CM Punk, and that's why CM Punk quit because he – they told him, you know, you're going to wrestle Triple H at Mania, and he was like, I don't think that's a main event level match, so I'm just going to go home. So he went home.
And Who said this?
CM Punk.
I think there were other factors, but that was one that set him off, I think. Daniel Bryan was supposed to wrestle.
Has anybody heard anything from Punk?
He was on Talking Dead.
He was on Talking Dead.
Well, that's because he and Hardwick are like best buddies.
So that was his first appearance. And he didn't mention wrestling on that show, so.
Well, good.
He'll probably never be back. But Daniel Bryan was supposed to wrestle Sheamus at Mania, and that sounds like a dumb match, so I'm glad that didn't happen. Daniel Bryan will win the title. It's going to be, when he beats Triple H, he'll be under the, it'll be a triple threat of Bautista, Randy Orton, and Daniel Bryan. And now that match will actually be good because Daniel Bryan's in it.
That was really like the headliner
it
thing,
was
the main event.
Orton versus Batista. They really thought it was going to work.
Man,
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. They thought people were be excited that Batista's back. They're not. I don't know why they thought, but...
Bautista.
I mean, part of it also is that he's in the Guardians of the Galaxy, and I think they want him to have the championship when that movie comes out for publicity's sake.
So August.
Yeah. So probably SummerSlam he'll win it or something. Daniel Bryan is super popular. When there was at basketball games all the time now, they do the yes chant. So it's silly to not have him win the championship. But originally it was going to be Bautista, and Randy Orton was really going to main event WrestleMania 30, which they've been trying for years to make that match work, and it never will because no one gives a fuck about the two of them wrestling. It's boring and no one cares. So Daniel Bryan will win the championship.
Or Bautista.
I hope he pins Bautista.
Why are you guys calling him Bautista?
Well, the crowd started – when he came back and won – when he won the Royal Rumble, no one wanted him to win. They wanted Daniel Bryan to win, and so they chanted Bautista at him. Bautista. Bautista's a fucking great nickname, and his catchphrase is now deal with it to the crowd, which is very funny. That just says deal with it. So, you know, with Daniel Bryan potentially winning, I think that is a little more intrigue for the viewers to buy this event because...
Is that the entire card?
That's the whole card. Well, you have a 30-man Royal Rumble, or Battle Royal, I should say. Not a Royal Rumble. There might be a pre-show match. I don't know what it's going to be. So, I don't know. Should be an Intercontinental title match.
What time does the Hall of Fame stuff start on Saturday?
8 o'clock.
Okay, good. Because I got shit to do on Saturday during the day. But
okay, well, as long as you watch the Warrior make a fucking hellacious speech.
Well, I want to see Kevin Nash give Scott Hall his Hall of Fame.
Linda McMahon is inducting the Ultimate Warrior. So
that should be interesting.
Anyway, that's WrestleMania this year. It's $10 if you used to watch wrestling and want to anymore. You can watch along with us and tweet at me. We'll talk about wrestling. Or if you want to talk about, you know, Japanese professional wrestling or Lucha Libre.
Find Jason on Facebook and you'll see all you need to know about New Japan Pro Wrestling.
That's true. You sure will.
I mean, you can keep up with New Japan Pro Wrestling on Jason's Facebook.
Yes, sir. It's the only thing I post on Facebook.
Inter-web wrestling.
Yes.
Oh, it's the English on there so funny. It's
internet.
Yeah, inter-net.
Inter-net. WrestleMania. Chris, you should come watch it.
Maybe.
Bring some beans.
Beans?
I don't know.
That's disgusting.
Now, Kenzel, what you should do is make your chili dip and bring it.
Oof.
His chili dip's fucking awesome.
It might be late for him to drive home, though.
Yeah.
I'm on spring break the next week.
Well, there's no excuse.
Yeah, exactly. And his chili, it's chili queso dip. It really is to die for.
I know it's no Fantastic Four, Final Four, but it's.
Well, that'll be Saturday and Monday, so.
Well, there you go.
Hopefully they're going to cancel my class on Monday now.
So sadly, we must leave you guys, but in the wait between episodes, there's always things for you guys to do, such as go to our website at www.planbanter.com, home of Plan Banter. You can find us on Twitter at Plan Banter, and you can email us at planbanter@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/planbanter. Go like us. And while you're liking us on there, why don't you go like Chris Kinzel Photography? And everyone be sure to check out the Twitter for Chris's photography, at Kinzel Photos. You know, if you want to listen to some music, you can find Jason's band, Clinch, at Clinch Band, and clinchmusic.com and reverbnation.com/clinch, and also facebook.com/clinch. You can also find our friends, Engineer Nerd, of tvandfilmtoys.com. You can find him on Twitter, at Engineer Nerd, and you can also listen to him on the Action Figure Blues podcast, which is found at actionfigureblues.com. You can follow them on Twitter, at AFBlues. Our friend Grey Matter Splat, hey, at Grey Matter Splat. Our friend David, at FakeEyes22. Our friend Lemon Juice McGee, at Lemon Juice McGee. And our very special pal, Newton Gimmick, at Newton Gimmick, him of InfiniteHollywood.com, and a sometimes contributor to UnderscoopFire.com. Shazam!